So how do you get a 1,000-pound horse that's stuck in the mud out in the middle of the woods free?
Here, boy!
Yeah, no, that typically doesn't work. So the caretaker for the horse took it for a ride. It was sun's going down. The next thing you know, it's dark. It happens fast. They got disorientated. All of a sudden, you're out in the swamp. Horse gets stuck. They go knock on a door. And then now we'll pick up from there. The owner of the horse, Fred Soward, is on. Hey, good morning, Fred.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, you got to be happy with this result.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. How did you find out?
It was a miracle. We were actually in Ridgefield, and we got a phone call about what was going on. And a friend of mine was hacking over to try to find the horse. And that's when I heard about it. And I rushed over, and I was absolutely amazed at the amount of support and the amount of firemen and everyone else that was involved when I got there. I mean, there had to be 100 firemen there, it seemed like.
Wow.
It was, they were everywhere. It was just mind-blowing.
I got to tell you what's interesting about this. We did a story about a woman who was thought to be dead and came to life.
Yeah.
And that story got me emailing back and forth with an EMT.
Okay.
And EMT was telling me about this strip of road in Connecticut. It was just like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the email exchange, he says, "Hey, there's a horse lost out in the woods. We got it stuck in the mud. We got to go."
Oh,
and he was one of the 100 people who went on scene.
Small world.
Tell us about this horse, Nico.
He, we'd got him from a friend of ours who had bought him in Ireland about 3 years ago, and he had some issues with some tendons, and we just brought him back slowly. And he has just become an unbelievable hunt horse. He's just one of these horses that is just fearless. And if any horse is going to get stuck in the mud, you know, as big as he is, because he's 18-2, he's a very big horse.
18-2 is the amount of hands. This is how they used to measure horses.
Okay.
They would do it by hand.
18.2
hands. That's big.
Yeah.
That's a big horse.
Okay.
That's a big horse. And he's a lot more than 1,000 pounds. He's probably close. I mean, the tape doesn't even go around his belly. He's so big.
Wow.
So it was an amazing feat to see that horse come out. And I didn't think he was going to make it. I mean, if it wasn't for the fire department and the way that these guys just work this horse, these guys have got to be so commended for everything he's done. The chief is amazing, and what the town's done to come together, I can't even explain it. It put tears to my eyes.
It's a beautiful story.
Could have gotten hypothermia.
So the first challenge was it's pitch black, and now the horse is so deep in the woods, they got to find the horse.
Right,
so that was part of the first part of the mission. And then now, well, we can't have this horse all excited come out of the mud.
Yeah.
We got to tranquilize it so we could do work around it.
Right.
There was a lot going on there.
Wow.
The chief is on the phone now. Chief Jeff Day-Day. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good morning.
So bring us through. How hard was it to find the horse?
It took us quite a bit because it was dark, and because like you said, the rider was disoriented because she must have tried to get the horse out on her own at first, and so she got turned around and couldn't really give us the exact location of where the horse was. She had said she tied a yellow scarf on a fence, but the property was very large, and there were a lot of fences.
Right, trying to find the scarf, yeah.
Couldn't even find the scarf.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All the right fences. So what do? You take ATVs out there?
We have specialized all-terrain vehicles with, you know, four-wheel drive and winches and pulleys in case we get stuck. We also called for our county aviation, so they came up with a helicopter, which has an infrared camera.
Holy crap!
Wow, elaborate.
Yeah, and we also called for one of our neighboring departments has a drone team with infrared on it, and they were looking as well.
That's great.
And we were lucky enough that one of the workers on the property is friends with many of the members in the department, and he's like, "I'll take one of the firemen, and I think I know where it probably is." And he was the one that really found it.
Wow.
That's wild.
How many of the people, 100 people or so, that showed up do you think were volunteers?
100%.
Wow.
We're a 100% volunteer organization, and we rely on being able to call our neighbors to help.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So now you find the horse, and it's over 1,000 pounds stuck in the mud. Now what?
Prior to finding the horse, we had called the vet because we knew we might need it. So we had a contact for an emergency vet, and he was there before we even found the horse. So we were trying to plan ahead for when we found it, and our technical rescue teams have had equine rescues prior to this, so they had a little bit more knowledge than we as the Croton Falls Fire Department did, because we don't do it every day.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we don't go, you know, we're not the horse rescue team.
No.
So it's
not something
it
you
really
do every day.
Combined
no.
effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's
kind
of stuck out, yeah.
Over 1,000 pounds stuck in the mud in the middle of the woods.
This is different.
Okay,
yeah.
This is interesting.
All right, it's a challenge.
This is the thing with firefighters. They have to figure out these complex puzzles that haven't been solved.
Right there.
We're going to solve it right now.
Yeah, you have to
figure it out just from prior experience at lifting weight and whatever.
Yep.
What was Nico's disposition when you found Nico in the mud?
When they found him, he was on his side in the mud, pretty deep and thick mud.
Oh.
So they were. It was a tedious task to get the horse actually out of the mud before we could even try to let him stand up.
Yeah.
I saw
and
some video of like you guys shoveled around Nico.
Yeah.
And then used those boards that you carry people on
okay.
and started pushing
yep.
them under the horse to kind of leverage
yeah.
the horse a little bit out of the mud.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
and,
pretty cool.
All great thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it, we extricate the, it's even with car accidents, we extricate the, move the car away from the person. So we were moving the mud away from the horse, not getting the horse out of the mud because it's easier to do that.
Oh.
Nice.
I gotcha.
Right.
Right, so when someone's trapped in a car, you just cut the car away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes sense to, horse stuck in mud, we just move the mud.
Yep.
Get the mud out of here.
Exactly right.
Ah, that's smart.
That's a good idea.
This is why we don't do this.
Right. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm still standing going, it's okay, horsey. It's okay, horsey.
We're talking to Chief Day-Day and Fred Soward. He's the owner of the horse. The horse was stuck in the mud. Nico.
Yep.
Poor Nico.
Right.
That's a bad day.
Very bad day.
I saw an excavator on the scene. Was that ever used to help pull the horse out, or what was that used for? To dig the mud around out from
that
the
actually gave us access for the vehicles that couldn't get. They had to basically move a rock wall, try to flatten the ground out a little bit. It made it easier for our equipment to get out
wow.
to the horse.
Okay, all right, you thought
we
ahead.
Made a road,
right? That's how important this was. We
that is
a road.
Badass.
That's awesome.
Get me a machine.
Yep,
we're making a road.
Right. Get me an excavator.
I love it. This is for an animal.
It really is.
This is a great story.
Yeah, no one just walked in and said, it's just an animal.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nico needs to be saved.
Nico's special.
How long did it take you from the time you showed up and found, you know, you found Nico to the time Nico's standing out of the mud?
It was every bit of 2 hours.
Actually, it's pretty fast.
For never was, having done it.
Yeah,
but it's a long 2 hours of work.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah, all the firefighters that came out of the woods were pretty much from toe to chest full of mud because they were laying in it, moving it, touching it. Somehow they were dirty. There was mud everywhere.
Yeah.
And tired.
Yeah, Nico needed a bath too.
what time did everybody get out of there?
I think we finally cleared the scene at about 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Everybody was released.
Everyone's starving. I can eat a horse right now.
Right. Well, that's the life of a volunteer firefighter. You think you're going to go home and have a meal and be with your kids.
Nope.
And then now you're out in the middle of the woods
yep.
in the cold digging a horse out of the mud. That's pretty cool stuff, man. We can't thank you people enough.
Seriously.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So there was a video... I don't know who made it, but you could see Nico is just pulled out of the mud.
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and everyone's kind of celebrating. And,
yeah.
You know, like, hey, we did it. And somebody yells out, okay, now get over there and start pulling the boards out of the mud. Like,
oh.
Hey, you know, in other words,
yeah,
we're not done.
Right. Yeah.
Like, now we
got to
get,
right.
let's get out of here.
Let's clean up. Let's go home.
Yep.
Let's all shower.
Right.
Separate showers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chief, Fred, the horse owner, is on the phone here. Fred, Chief
yes, sir.
Fred.
How are you, sir?
Hi. How are you, Chief? I just want to thank you again for everything that you did. And by the way, Nico, when we got him to the hospital, did not have a scratch on him.
Wow.
Wow.
No,
that's
great news.
He had a black eye. You know, it looked like he got whacked in the eye, but that was very, very, you know, it's no cornea damage or anything like that. He's probably going to be released. Hopefully today.
Awesome.
I just want to make sure his lungs are clean, but he's eating, he's happy, and he's ready to go home. It's amazing.
That's great.
That's excellent. Great news.
I love horses.
You know, this gives me an idea for invention. A saddle that has, like, headlights and, like, emergency flashers on it.
Yeah.
Possibly a GPS.
Right.
You know, in the event of an emergency like this.
A GPS would be good.
Yeah, that's where you can find the horse, but it's also got, like, a beacon on it so you can see the horse.
No, because if you think about it, if you're out in the woods on a horse and it gets dark fast.
Right.
You have no idea.
That's like, why the headlights.
You're done.
That's why the headlights and the saddle. Maybe on the bridle, too. Every time the horse moves his head, the flashlight follows.
Kind of like a miner's helmet on the horse.
Right, so the horse can see, oh, there's mud over here. Don't go that way. Yeah.
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 All right, we'll write all these down and get these to you.
I can tell you.
Fred, well, how many horses do you have on your farm, Fred?
It's not my farm. I just bore the horses down the road.
Oh, okay.
And we have three horses.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I love the story.
Yep.
You know, it's a great story, and it's a community coming together.
Give Nico a big kiss.
With a happy ending.
Yep.
So thank you, Fred, for coming on, and Chief, thank you, and great work to you and your crews.
Yes.
Thank you again, Chief.
Thank you. Man.
So,
good guys.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for Nico.
I want to see Nico. I want to pet him.
Yeah, me too.
I want to pet Nico.
I want to feed Nico a carrot. Have you ever given a horse a carrot?
Yes, I have.
Or an apple.
Apple's great. Apples, it's gone in two bites.
Yep. It's like, and make sure you move your hand quickly.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I almost got my finger.
They would have been like, phew.
Right. What's this piece of meat?
I don't eat this.
Yeah, it's heavy duty.
Oh, yeah. I love horses. I love the whole thing, all of it. Cleaning the barn out, the whole smell of the hay.
Right.
Love it.
And the other stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Their poop is just like recycled hay.
Yeah, like oatmeal.
It almost comes out.
Which, why don't you eat oatmeal? Don't have oatmeal right now. Eat it!
Yeah.
It's different in the barn than when you find it on the street.
Right.
Like when there's a parade, like for whatever reason, that's a very different smell.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
Yes, it is. It'll stop afloat.
Yes, it will.
For the clown car.
Or if you're jogging down one of these paths that horses share and bicycles share, and you take that step, you're like, whoa. Right. Oh,
yeah, when you see a runner only wearing one sneaker.
I like when you can tell, okay, horse was here first, then the bicycle.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a great story.
That's
I want
awesome.
To thank them for sharing that with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.